Grace and mercy to you from God our Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. There's a certain amount of irony. Well, who am I kidding? There's a lot of irony that I have the privilege of delivering the gospel message this morning for Ralph Wetzel's installation as a Veterans Affairs chaplain. Consider these ironies. In his biography, you will see that Ralph was ordained July 5th, 1964, before I was born. Even more, he has served the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod for over 43 years. Again, longer than I've been alive. Ralph has served more congregations than I have months in full-time ministry. He is more highly educated than I, rightly deserving the title Dr. Wetzel. And he's even been married twice as long as I have. And finally, the ultimate irony, he even has more children than I do, let alone 21 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren. And so I ask myself, self, what are you doing here? And yet, in the reading from Luke chapter 7 this morning, in the familiar story of Jesus healing the centurion's servant, the scriptures offer the lesson that experience and wisdom are not prerequisites for true confessing faith in Jesus Christ as Lord. Again, experience and wisdom are not prerequisites for true confessing faith in Jesus Christ as Lord. And to that I say, thanks and praise be to God. The lesson is exposed in verse 4. When the elders of the Jews came to Jesus for the centurion, they pleaded with him earnestly, saying, "He is worthy to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he is the one who built us our synagogue." I guess we should not expect anything different from the Jewish elders than to list good works as reasons for Jesus to convey a merciful miracle to the centurion and his servant. But all these centuries later, with the untold numbers of times that this passage and others like it have been ground through the exegetic mill, believers in Christ know better than to cast our worthiness for Christ's mercies on our good works. The Christian church is in unison with verse 9, when Jesus said, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith," when he remarked that the centurion confessed first his unworthiness to presume anything from Jesus, and second, his personal comparison that he believed Jesus had the power of authority conveyed to him to command with his voice the healing of his servant. That is what the Christian church teaches and believes and confesses in unity. Of course, sadly, no. Christians around the world, even in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, are still recounting their worthiness before God for the sake of their works for the church and the kingdom, and especially among veterans, for the sake of their service to and even their love for this nation. You see, the world, looking on the surface of a veteran's service, easily falls into the same trap as those Jewish elders, contending that veterans are worthy of God's mercy because they love our nation. And they are the ones who built, not a synagogue, but that built the freedom of the Western world. And even in spots where freedom has reigned in Japan and Germany and Italy, freed from fascism, South Korea, freed from communism, Kuwait, freed from secular Islamic domination, and now attempts to free Afghanistan and Iraq from Islamic religious fascism. Noble service, to be sure, in all of these places. But worthy before a holy God, as acts deserving mercy, even miracles? Oh, it is tempting to blend patriotism with salvation. But as unpopular as it can be in the veteran community to correct this misunderstanding, not doing so lets people repeat the same error of those Jewish elders. For worldly works of even the most faithful soldier of the cross will never supplant the sacrifice of the one under authority from God who relinquished his authority unto his own death on a cross for the sake of lost sinners. And that is the challenge the chaplain Ralph Wetzel has been dealing with for some time and now takes on full time. It requires a clear confession of Christ. It requires patience, lots of listening, good interpersonal skills, patience, the willingness to deal with the religious hodgepodge that many veterans have patched together into a belief system over their years. And did I mention patience? The model for such service is Christ himself. Look at what our Lord is approached with in the Luke passage. Work-reliant Jewish leaders beseeching him on behalf of someone who we can consider a pagan, at least until this event. Talk about a religious hodgepodge. Yet, our Savior did not turn away from them. Instead, verse 6, he went with them. Today, that is what we are installing Ralph Wetzel to do, to go with our veterans in the name of Christ, to sit with them, to listen to them, to talk with them, to endure their religious hodgepodge, until one day, with God's help, a veteran might reveal and confess even an inkling of pure faith in Christ. And that is when the Lutheran chaplain has the chance to make the difference, to help that veteran take all of his troubles, all of his worries and his fears and concerns, some over half a century old, to the place where experience and wisdom are not prerequisites for true confessing faith, to the cross of Jesus. Now may this peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.